Like I say, we're glad to be back Lord's house tonight. Appreciate each and everyone's come be in this service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Job, the 20th chapter. And Psalms, the 58th chapter. Deuteronomy the 32, Job 20, and Psalms 58. Trying not to read all of it, so you just bear with us. We'll start with Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and I'll start with the first verse. We're probably going to skip around in this chapter, if I can. Says, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. I'm going to drop down to 14th verse. 13th verse. 12th verse. I'll get it. Says, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods who they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her incense, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and the terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, and the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. And I said, I would scatter them into corners, and I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. 20th chapter of the book of Job. We'll start with the first verse. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causeth me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hand shall restore their goods. His bones are full of sin of his youth, and shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of asp within him. He has swallowed down riches. He shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asp. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he hath labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice therein. Because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not, surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn and cometh out of the body, yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and heritage appointed unto him by God. Psalms, the 58th chapter. Starting with the first verse. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O you sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, and they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges the earth. Now, maybe, I know that's a good bit of reading. I'm reading in different places tonight. And I know that that was written here, there's not a whole lot of difference between all three of these chapters as far as what was read. But I'd like to talk to us tonight just a little bit, the Lord being our helper. And I don't know if I even got a title as far as that goes. Several things, I guess, that's going that we... I just don't know if I can title it as far as title. But he talked about in that of Deuteronomy, that 32nd chapter is what they call Moses' song. And Moses had a lot to say about the children of Israel and about them going away from the Lord. In other words, the way they was going was not a good way. It was not going to result in a good end. Now, that same thing in that of the book of Job, he made mention, and he talked a good bit about the wrong way and about the wicked and about their end. And here in the book of Psalms, my friend, he done the very same thing. He talked about how that men had went away from God and how they had no doubt cuddled up to a lot of poison, if you'll have it, poison. Now, there's not a one of us here tonight that if you had a child that was getting in a place to where they was about to hurt themselves or where they was about to get a hold of some poison, there's not a parent here that would not do everything in their power, my friend, to stop that child. Now listen, there's some things, my friend, that's went on for years. For years. You can forget the Old Testament and come down to mine in your day. And I've got a question, my friend. What was wrong with our forefathers? What was wrong with what they believed and what they taught us? You go in the book of Deuteronomy and it starts and it begins and you get over in about the fifth or sixth chapter and, brethren, God is charging Moses to charge the people. And he says, see, that you teach these things, brethren, to your children and to their children and to their children's children. Brethren, there's some responsibility left upon the parents, brethren, that's living in this day and hour. Yes, they are. You're not going to like this message, and I probably don't even like it, but I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, we're dealing with poison. You need to think about it just like poison tonight. And brethren, it will kill. It will destroy. It's not that it will. Brethren, it has tonight. It's killed
We can't lay nobody to charge but ourselves tonight. Like me, dislike me. Moses, my friend, when God told him, he said, you teach it to your children, you teach it to their children, and you teach it to their children's children. Brethren, that puts a great responsibility, my friend, in mine and your hands. You might not look at what's going on as being too bad. I'm here to tell you, it's just like poison, and it will kill you. If it hadn't already. You know these things, brethren, that goes on today that was unheard of. I ain't talking about in your father's day and in your mother's day and in your grandmother's day. It was unheard of when you were being raised as a child. Yes, sir. That's how fresh, that's how real it is today. Book of Proverbs, my friend, talks about lewd women. It does. We're living in a day when there ain't no such thing. Yes, sir. Live like you want to. God's a merciful God. I'm going to agree with that last part. But brethren, you live like you want to. They are some consequences. Always have been. You wind up, brethren, laying in the bed with the devil. They're going to be hell to pay. I don't like that, preacher. I got news for you. I'd rather get you out of the poison. I'd rather get you away from it. Gonna give you a remedy. Brethren, there's something that we need to get a hold of tonight. Yes, they are. Now, I understand. I ain't completely lost my mind. But I'm going to tell you something. You're looking at a man, my friend, that I'm not going to give up. You hear me? I'm not going to give up. I still believe God got the power to change your heart. I don't care how cold you've got. There's not a person, my friend, in this house. You say, preacher, you get some of these messages on the night when your best people's here. Brett, tell me about it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You're probably the only ones that can handle it. Just to be honest with you. Brethren, we've got generations coming on that does not believe, brethren, like you believe. Yes, sir. Grandpa's wrong. Grandpa was wrong. Hear me? You hear me? I'm going to be honest with you. What was wrong in Grandpa's days, still wrong. Yes, sir. Still wrong. It ain't changed, folks. It ain't going to change, brethren, with the changing of times. It's going to remain the same tonight. Preacher, you don't love us. Poison. You go in the book of Proverbs and you read about the woman that sat by the corner, that decked herself out, that said, come in. Come in. There's nothing wrong. Brethren, rotten doctrine is poison, and it's just like that woman. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. More so. What does the scripture say, my friend? A little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands. Brethren, so shall the poverty come. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't think there's anything wrong with God's way. Preacher, you're just old fogey. Let me repeat that. I don't think there's anything wrong with God's way. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. When I was 15 years old, something changed in my life. 15 years old. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got our boys turning 16. We'll take them down to Hooters. And we call ourselves Christians. Brethren, there's something wrong with that rotten thinking tonight. I'm not one of them. I'm glad to tell you I'm not. I have to fight myself sometimes. I'm not one of them, my friend, that runs across something in my life or in my family, and then I get to church as fast as I can to preach about it. No, sir. No, sir. You hear me? No, sir. And I'm not one of them, my friend, that'll get behind that pulpit and look out across the congregation and say, I've changed my message because brother so-and-so needs something else. I'm not one of them. I'm not going to start today, Cody. No, sir. I'll be just as plain as I know how, folks. My friend, I try to keep a listening ear to the Holy Spirit of God. And when he says move, Bruce, I'm going to move, thank God. Woo! I can't help what bad shape some of you getting in. I can't get you out of it. You know that? No, sir, I can't. I can't preach you out of it. I can't find enough words, my friend, to say. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Brethren, poison is poison, and you get a hold of it, it will kill you. Yes, it will. A lot of this old rottenness going on. Living in today, just do what feels good. Yes, sir. Go over and read the book of Proverbs. And read the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'll tell you, just like Solomon himself told you, brethren, he looked at everything that his hands had made and everything that he had done, and he said it was all vanity and vexation of the spirit. It still is. It still is. It didn't change. It didn't change when he died. It didn't change when that Old Testament turned over to the New. Brethren, I want you to know that playing with the devil is dangerous for your health. Spiritually. Preacher, I ain't never felt better in my life. Hogwash. Number one, you ain't never been saved. I don't care whether you like it or not. Preacher, you ain't my judge. I'm glad I ain't. Glory, hallelujah! I got one, thank God, that loves me tonight. Can I tell you something? He loves you too. Yes, he does. And he's calling. If you've ever been born again, there's something in there, my friend, that's wooing you. Yes, it is. Can I say this? Brethren, there's not a one of us sitting here, not the first one, my friend, that lives above sin and can keep ourselves out of sin. It takes the Spirit and the mighty power of God to help us live right tonight. Yes, Job was an upright man, was he not? The Bible says, righteous and perfect in his generation. Yes, sir. And he even prayed, my friend, just by maybe perhaps his children had sinned. Perhaps. Huh? I ain't going to put us on the spot. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Brethren, that's doing something. Is it not? Just in case they might have sinned. I'm praying. Huh? I'm not one. You know I'm not. I'm not one who runs around, my friend, my head hang down. Brethren, I'm glad of what God's done for me. But I'm going to tell you something. I try to stay away from the poison. You hear me? I try to stay away, my friend, from them things that I know would deviate between me and my God. I purposed in my heart. To do so. I can't live for nobody. I can't make nobody live for God. I can't make nobody right that's wrong. It does not matter what their first name is nor their last name. I can't do it. When sin enters the picture, it is sin. It makes no difference who we are. Amen. And when sin enters the picture, Steve, repentance! Repentance is all that'll clear it up. Yes, sir. I've had some people say, well, preacher, the Lord forgive me, you're going to have to. Well, you're going to have to go deeper than that. You're going to have to go deeper than that. Have you ever had anybody to crocodile, be a crocodile sorry? If it is such a thing, I don't know. You know what I mean? Don't really mean it. I'm sorry. You hear me? I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Don't get it done. Don't work. You know what the Bible says? It said godly sorrow worketh repentance. Yes, sir. And I'm just under this I'm under this rule, my friend. I'm under this cloud. I'm under this position. Brethren, when I've repented, thank God I'm happy, ain't you? Now, I'm going to say this. I really care, but I'm going to say this. It really doesn't matter whether you forgive me or not. It's whether or not he forgives me. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! What did Moses tell them? What did he tell them? 32nd chapter, Moses' song, he rehearsed. He rehearsed unto them how the Lord had delivered them time and time and time again. And how all they done was went backwards. They went after other gods time and time and time again. Now I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate people being honest. I appreciate people, my friend, that's trying. You might not think much about people that's trying, but there's people that's in situations and they're trying really to do better. I believe the Lord helps people. Don't you? I believe he does. I believe he helps us. Helps us. You know what the Lord helps us do? He helps us be a better us. Yes, he does. A better us. You can take this scripture that I've read to you tonight. You can take what I've said tonight. And brethren, it don't mean beans unless you apply it to your own heart and life. That's just like that book right there. You can quote it from Genesis to Revelation and still not know the author. I've wondered a lot of times. I'm just who I am. I've wondered a lot of times, my friend. I wonder how many scholars we've really got. Scholars. How many theologians we really got? Huh? I listen to them, get hung up in way out yonder somewhere, like just one little old station come through. You get a couple of theologians talking, and I'll tell you what, it shames me. It does, Darrell. I wouldn't put my DDS or DDM or whatever it is behind my name if I didn't believe no more than that. You hear me? Yes, sir. Listen, you ought to read the Word of God and you ought to study the Word of God because it make you a better person. And in making you a better person, you'll make somebody else a better person. Do you know that? I've worked for some good people. Hadn't you? I have. I've worked for some that ain't worth shooting. Yes, sir. Couldn't wait to get rid of him. I had a boss, my friend, one time, and he done all he could do to get rid of me. But I just kept being me. You know what I mean? I just kept being me. He come in the house one day, and he said, Randy, he said, they fixing to replace you. I said, okay. What can I do? You know what happened? They replaced him. Glory, hallelujah. Don't tell me, brethren, God don't have his way in this thing. He will. God will have the last hurrah. Yes, sir. We're living at a day and time when people don't believe they're going to hell, lake of fire. They don't believe they're going. No, sir. Christianity is just broad. the definition and what people believe and what they do, even at their own churches, so-called, things that carry on. I'm going to tell you something. If Moses was here, reckon what kind of message you'd hear. Hopefully. I believe so too. But listen, you think Moses was talking to a bunch of people that he didn't know? Not so. He'd been with these people. Yes, he had. He'd been with them 40 years in the wilderness. Yes, sir. He had listened to them. He had watched them. Yes, sir. How they carried themselves. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'll say again, I'm not your judge, but brethren, me and you both, my friends, fooling ourselves, you don't think I don't watch you. Amen. How else can I care for you? Huh? How else? Listen. Listen. When I was growing up, when I was a kid, I'd play about anything. We didn't have a lot of toys. Stuff like that. I played with a lot of rocks, sticks, wood. My dad never did. He said, son, I don't never want you playing with no knife. I didn't understand that. Why didn't he want me to have a knife, play around a knife? He said, it'll cut you. It'll cut you. I was about 13, something like that. He had a little place down through there. He said, I want you to give me a hatchet. He didn't give me the axe. He gave me a hatchet. He said, I want you to cut all that little stuff out while I'm work. He said, and be sure you wear your shoes. Huh? Reckon why he said that. Be sure you wear your shoes. Well, I was 12 years old. I knowed how to handle a hatchet. I done pretty good for a day or two. Then I got out there one day and I didn't have no shoes on. And I just a whacking away and just about whacked my toe off. If they done like they done today, I'd have been at the mercy room. They didn't do that. My mama looked at it. She said, son, you're going to lose that. They was real worried about it. And they tried all the home remedies they could, you know what? And it wasn't about a week or two to vacation, and Dad said, you ain't going. I told you. He wanted me to have some shoes on. Reckon why he wanted me to have some shoes on? I found out. Why was it that Moses charged the people not to go in certain directions? And why they was not to follow certain things? Was it not for their own good? There's not anything in that scripture right now, right there, that'll hurt you. It is all for your good. And the truth of it is, he tells all these things that you might not wind up like they did. Does he not? He loved them. Yes, he did. 32nd chapter is the Song of Moses. And it tells, and he begins to tell after he has showed how the Lord has delivered them. Time after time after time after time. You may be here tonight, and I'm just going to be honest with you. You may be here tonight, my friend, and you may be one of them. Well, I don't want to just be a normal Christian. Or I don't want to just follow this way. We're living in that time. And in the place to where we've took our children and we've opened them up. And this generation that's coming on, I'm just going to be plain with you, give no direction. Let them figure it out. I ain't off the wall. Let them figure it out. They'll figure it out. Let them figure it out. Let them figure out what they want to be. Let them figure out who they are. You know what Moses told these people? He said, you're a people of God. These things brings retribution upon you. If you follow after these things, then here's what the Lord's going to do. He told it. I read it to you. Did he not? Poison. Poison. A lot of folks don't know it. They used to advertise a good bit. But there's a lot of poison sitting in your under your sink. When our children was growing up, where we kept all that stuff was locked. Not a lock, but it was a lock to a child. Child couldn't get in there. It wouldn't do for them to get a hold of one of them cleaners. You know what I mean? We didn't want them. We didn't want them to get in there. It wouldn't have done no good to put up a sign and said, danger, stay out, and nothing like that. They didn't understand none of that. So you had to make it in a way that they could not get there. Childproof's what they call it. They got little old childproof things on outlets around. Was no such thing. I was growing up. I've played with them outlets. I've had screwdrivers in them. I've had balls of fire coming out. Yes, I have. But I was a kid. I didn't know nothing. But it didn't do it but once. You know? Once. There's things that people get into today, my friend, that they just love it. We're just going to keep going. Now, I'm going to tell you, just like Moses told them, and you're headed for trouble. I don't know tonight. I really don't. There's more in this scripture, and there is more responsibility on us to carry out some things. I heard a man say something the other night that sort of struck a nerve with me. And he said it, what he said was that he heard his father praying for him. He said, I know he's praying for me because he called my name.
That used to be the way it was. Do you know that? This day and hour, we don't want to call their name. We're going to hurt their feelings. Do you hear that? Preacher, you're going to drive them away. I got news for you. I'm going to talk about me. It'd be hard for you to drive me away from the Lord. Do you know that? Yes, I got a few days under me. Yes, I got some experiences under me. And I've got some, thank God, that you ain't going to change. I don't care what you believe. You ain't going to change it. It's not going to change. Brethren, I am what I am, and I know how I got here. Do you know that? I know how I got here. And it will not change. Preacher, you're just old and you're stubborn and set in your ways. Call me what you want to. But I'll say this. Somebody got to stay with the boat. Do they not? Somebody, thank God, got to pray, brethren, like they used to pray. Hear me. Hear me, folks. I'm not talking just about me. Brethren, somebody got to be the leader in your life. I'm going to give you a little bit. It won't hurt you. I've watched things. I've looked at things. I got saved. Most of you know the preacher that was my pastor when I got saved. He's preached here years ago. He had two sons. He actually had four sons at that time. But he had two sons, and both of them was, one was a couple of years younger than I was, and one was my age, was the same age. And I ran around with them boys. You hear me? I run around with them. When we'd get out, they'd want to do some things. You hear me? I hadn't been saved about a year. But I know what it was to be saved. You hear me? There's something that would not let me, consciously let me go in certain directions. And them boys wanted trouble. But them boys was raised in church. You say, preacher, they should have been closer than you. That's what I thought. That's how I was thinking. But no, that wasn't what was on their mind. No, it wasn't. They love trouble. They love trouble. Hear me. Preacher, you ought not make... Look, I loved them. I was friends with them. We went a lot of places together. And when they'd start some of this other junk, I'd say, boys, I'm the driver. Do you hear that? I'm the driver. We're not going that way. We're not going down that road. I was 16, a little over. Okay? Been saved just a little over a year. And I had no desire to do what they had been doing and what they wanted to do when they got with me. You know what happened? They didn't want to go with me no more. Huh? Preacher, you don't have no fun.
I wasn't a preacher then. But I said all that to say this, just because you're a preacher's child don't mean that you're right. Just because you're a preacher's child don't mean that you are born again. You hear me? Do you hear me? One of them we done buried. He had a drug habit. In his mid-40s. Had it for a long time. That was the road he is going down. You see what I'm saying? Great builder. Make money just like that. Had $6,000 a week habit. Y'all hear that? $6,000 a week habit. Yes, sir. Had children. Wife couldn't live with him. He couldn't live with himself. He knew what he needed to do and would not do it. Would not. Supposedly got things fixed up. He come to the house one day. He never come unless he's thinking about getting right or got right. So he said, I'm just, this fact. He sat down at a kitchen table. They got to talking about how good the Lord was and how he had repented and how he had done all this. And how he had done all that before he left. His name's Donnie. I said, Donnie, I said, I hear you. I'm just looking to see if I can believe you. You know why I said that? The times before. Time. You can come down to this altar. Everybody in this house, you get up and tell them everything's all right. They're going to believe you. They're going to believe you. I don't care who you are. They're going to believe you, but I'm going to tell you something. They're going to watch you. I don't care who you are. They're going to watch you. They're going to see, my friend, if what happened right there changed anything. Yes, sir. That's what they're going to do. Preacher, why are you getting... I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you something. We need to understand what's going on. We need to understand, my friend, there's some responsibility left on us. I can take you to the other boy right now. I can take you. Do you know what? He don't own a thing. He's got nothing. He might have a bicycle. He might. You hear me? Just about ain't got a tooth in his head. You hear me? Preacher, you ought not talk about people that way. I got news for you. Them boys had the same opportunity I had. Did you hear me? They had the same opportunity I had. They heard the same preaching I heard. What happened? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Same thing happens today. It comes down to one individual. It comes down to you. It comes down to me. And it's according what we do with what God has sent our way. And we'll do something with it. I don't care who you are. You're going to do something. If the Lord just flutters that heart just a little bit, my friend, you will do something with it. You'll either bow or you'll go your own way. That's the choices. So you look at that scripture. That book right yonder is about a quarter of it ain't scripture. It's full of concordances and studies and all that. Nearly three quarters of what you see right there is written. And it's written to me and you. And folks, you don't have to live by that. Ain't many preachers tell you that. You know what? You don't have to live by that. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't, there's consequences. That's how powerful that word is. I believe it. I believe it'll get home. I do. I believe it get home. I believe the Spirit of God, my friend, will get that heart and it'll tear it all to pieces. A man still living down there walked in my office one day and sat down and told me that because he was the way he was because of his father. And I done that. I laughed at him. I absolutely did. I said, son, you ain't got a leg to stand on. I don't care if your daddy was a sot drunkard. It don't make you one. Do you hear me? If you become a sot drunkard, it's because you chose to do so. Yes, sir. Don't tell me you can't live for God. It ain't going to work. I know different. Do you know that? 2024, and I know different. I know there's a better way of living. I do. I feel like sometimes I had an advantage because I come up through some of the rough. I was around some of the rough. I participated in some of the rough. Yes, sir. But when he saved me, Jeff, something changed. Huh? Yes, sir. Something changed. Brethren, and I couldn't tell you one verse in that Bible outside of Psalm 23. I memorized that verse as a vacation Bible school. Got a star for doing so. Yes, sir. But outside of that, I couldn't have told you much about this, if anything. I couldn't have told you how things was in the scripture. I couldn't. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Lord's let me and he's helped me and he's given me liberty, thank God, to preach to you. And I'm going to say this. You're going to have to run me off or I'm going to still preach to you. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, however how you accept it and ever what you do with it is going to be on you. Amen. Not me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some things in here that is full of life. But I'm going to tell you something. It'll never be life to you unless you allow it to. That's male and female life. You don't have to be a preacher to know that book right there. You don't. It'd do us good. It'd do us good to get a hold of what's in here. Preacher, I find he loves me. I do too. But that ain't all I find. I ain't got no plaque down at the house. anywhere. I ain't got it written down anywhere. That tells me my daddy loved me. You know that? It ain't plastered on the wall. I played sports. My dad worked. My dad never come to a game I played. He never done this and he never done that. And you know what? I never give it a second thought. Because you know why? I knowed he loved me. I knowed where he was at. But he seen, my friend, that I had a way there and I had a way back. I didn't do it. He did. Knowing he wasn't going to be able to come. You hear me? You hear me? How do you know God loves you? You got a book full of it. Do you not? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now is that not right? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Did you know it's in the same chapter that it says you must be born again? That ain't all it says. You go and read the 17th and the 18th verse. Huh? It goes along with the 16th. Now, if you ain't born again, you don't know what I'm talking about. Do you know that? You have no clue. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I'm just here because my parents went to church. Well, that's okay. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't quit coming. Whatever you do, don't quit coming. You keep coming. Because I'll promise you, my friend, God's going to get a hold of you. And when he squeezes that heart, my friend, you'll know it. You might think, well, preacher, I've got it made. You ain't got it made. You ain't got it hid either. I'm going to hush. Good to be here. It really is. I appreciate the privilege. I appreciate the opportunity. Not a one of us, that would send one of our children in harm's way. We'd do all we could to see that they're safe. Is that not right? Took care of.